And I say this to myself so often because I find myself in those conversations that we talked about earlier where you're like, oh, can you serve? Like,
right.
We really need it. We have right. like kids crying. And
this is our children. Do it for the children.
But I'm when I'm amping myself up for a conversation like that, I'm like, okay, do I want to keep that honor from someone else? Like, do I want to keep that what I know serving has unlocked in my life? Do I want to keep that from someone else?
Right.
Because that's selfish.
Welcome to This Is Us podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hansen, and my wife and I have the honor of serving alongside an amazing team as lead pastors of Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö. This podcast is a collection of short episodes regarding life, leadership, and culture. If you haven't done so already, please click follow and subscribe. And as always, if you find this to be valuable, feel free to share it with others. Well, welcome to This Is Us, and we are now diving into the toolbox where we're going to discover some tools for all levels of leadership. I have a confession to make from the outset of this podcast, and that is I'm not the best builder. I have about 10 thumbs, and when it comes to building things, I am not the guy to call. I'm not trying to get out of anything, I'm just letting you know. But I do know this, and that is you need a good toolbox. And, you know, that's where you get your stuff in. You know, I have no idea. Like, even now, I feel like I have nothing else to say about a toolbox. But I know this. I'm so proud as my toolbox is growing with all these different tools in it. You know, I think when it comes to leadership, we got to have a toolbox. Discovering different tools for all levels of leadership, which is the collection of talks that we're in right now. And today, we're going to be talking about servant leadership. So my wife and I, we obviously pastor a local church. And even though we are in what is described as a Christian country, there is no support to get from the government or anywhere else. So as a church, we are like many NGOs, heavily dependent on volunteers and, you know, gifts in order to do what we do. And this can sometimes make people a bit nervous, you know, in terms of addressing certain topics within your organization, even though it needs to be addressed, whether it's money or people's time, it can sometimes be that elephant in the room. Because how do you ask someone to volunteer their time? And I think one of the big things we have to overcome in our mind as leaders is that we are bothering people or that we are being a burden to them. And with everything, we have to understand why we are asking people, because it's more than just what needs to be done. So today we're talking about serving, we're talking about volunteering in a Christian context in this episode. And today I have a guest with me. So please welcome Nana Rugard to the podcast.
Crowds go wild.
Wow. Hi. Nana Rugard.
Yes.
Yes.
What they call me.
That's the international version of your name. You and your husband, you see us, you're part of our key team. You here in Hillsong, Denmark, you serve as kids pastors.
Yeah.
You've been doing that for a few years now.
Yeah.
And you do it as volunteers. And you actually serve a few days a week, and then you have a part-time job on the side. Yes. And you're doing an amazing job at it.
Thank you.
And Nana, I often think one of the reasons we can't, we find it hard to ask other people to serve is because maybe we ourselves, we're tired. You know, maybe we're worn out, or maybe even developing a bit of an attitude, and it's easy to project that feeling onto others, or even try and protect them because you kind of feel, well, I don't want them to feel what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling tired. And, you know, so when you talk to someone, you kind of almost come in apologetically going, I'm so sorry for asking you this, but could you please join the team? But, you know, I think back, and I don't know about you, but I think back the first time I was asked to join a team as a volunteer, like I was a teenager, and I remember my youth pastor, he came to me and to say, hey, Thomas, would you want to help out with this? And I was like blown away. Like I called my parents and I was like, oh my God. I didn't call my parents like because we didn't have mobile phones back then. I spoke to
my letter.
Yeah, I wrote a letter. I wrote a letter. I sealed it and I sent it in a bottle, you know, with the waves of the ocean. And I was like, oh my gosh, they believe in me. They see something in me. And, you know, you can look at that role years later. And now it's like you almost apologize when you ask someone. I don't know about you. Do you remember the first time you got asked to join a team or to volunteer?
Yeah. Clear as day. It was in our church. I found Jesus in our church. in Hilsund Copenhagen. And I was asked by beautiful, beautiful girl that's part of our team, Steph.
Stephanie, yeah.
Love Steph. And I was at this, my first Sisterhood United night, brought a friend, found Jesus, gotta love it, it was a good night. And Steph came up to me and said, hi. No, hi.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like, hi. It's like she's here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's really, I've been really practicing this. And I was just like, are you part of Connect Group? Are you part of a team? And I was just looking at her like, I don't know what these words mean. And she was like, okay, well, this is a team. I work with the kids. And she was part of the kids ministry. And she asked if I wanted to help out. And I was just, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, that sounds fun. Like, she was sweet. She was open. It sounded like they had fun. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll try it out. And I had no idea what it was because I'm not from a Christian background. Definitely not like a church like ours that worked with volunteering. So I didn't really know what it entailed, but I said yes. And I found out pretty fast that this was awesome. Like, it was fun doing it.
Yeah. You're not offended. You're not offended by someone asking for your time.
I didn't know you could do it. Like, I didn't know it was a possibility. I didn't know what a team was.
Right.
So I needed to be asked because otherwise I probably gone a long time before I found out that I could do that. It was awesome.
Yeah, I remember speaking to someone in our church and I found out she was an accountant. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, you know, we actually have a team for that as well. And she's like, what? I love Excel spreadsheets. Yes. And I was like, okay, you belong to a very special part of humanity. And I'm like, but there was a team for you. And she just didn't know that she could volunteer her time with her skill set when it was that specific.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty awesome. But, you know, I think it's easy to look at what we need to do or get done and then look at people and see, oh, well, we need volunteers. And while that's important to get the job done.
Oh, sure thing.
It's always important to have a clear understanding of why we do what we do. And, you know, on top of that, we're Christians. And so we also ought to have a theology about it and ask ourselves, what do we actually believe about this? Is there a theological stance that we have when it comes to serving, servanthood, servant leadership? And I know you've been on a journey with this. And as you say, you got saved in this church, you found Jesus in this church, but at the same time, you've also been on this journey with yourself to go, okay, what is my belief? What do I actually believe biblically about this whole area of service?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, as I said before, like when I was asked to volunteer, I was like, yeah. And in the first few months, I was like, this is fun. Like, I'm gonna try and take off some work so I can do this. Cause like, I'm actually finding a community and I love that part. But what I want to go more into today is beyond that. And sure, as you said, we run a church or you run a church, we run a church that is heavily dependent on volunteers because of all we offer. And of course we need people to do things. We need people to make it happen. And I'm in the kids ministry. If we didn't have volunteers, we didn't have kids leaders, we didn't have kids program, we couldn't welcome families in the same way. And that would, you know, be a disaster. But what I want to talk about that today goes beyond that. And I want to talk about the worship that it is to volunteer. Mm. And that essentially it's about obedience. And it's not about the feeling I get from volunteering, even though I've been in volunteering throughout many years and through many seasons of life. At the end of the day, it's not about the season I'm in. It's about what I offer to God or what I feel God asks of me. Obviously, we offer volunteers and we need volunteers to make church happen. But I believe more than that, the church facilitates people finding a place to serve the Lord. If we look at the Bible, and I feel especially in the New Testament, and I feel Paul writes a lot of this, and we can find that in his letters, the encouragement to serve one another and the encouragement to serve the temple of the Lord, the worship house, our church. I find that a lot in his letters, and I get so encouraged by that. And just a few examples, just to so we kind of on the same note, and we know where I'm going with this is. We find in Galatians, for example, we find it says, this is a verse that we talk about a lot, and it says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Later in Romans, we see, share with God's people who are in need, practice hospitality, honor one another above yourselves, be devoted to each other in brotherly love. There's all these phrases that we do know, and I feel like they do connect to volunteering. In the early church, volunteering probably looked very different. They had another structure. We have another structure today, but I feel like what we offer as a church, as a local church, in the volunteering, it is the loving each other with brotherly love. It is the serving one another. Yep. It is the serving the house of God. It is reaching people, reaching the next generation. It's all of these things that we offer in serving. And one thing I really love is in Ephesians. And I think back to, I think it was a presentation we did or a church did for like Heart for the House. It was fitting you in brick by brick, that phrase. And I just want to read this from Ephesians because I think that's where when I read that, that's where something clicked for me. I love volunteering. I love finding a community.
That's coming across.
Really? Yeah, I'm really passionate about this, guys. I really do love it. But it's you know, for me, it was just a part of my faith journey and my salvation as well. Above that, and I, at some point, I found a revelation that volunteering was not only something, I was lucky I got to do this, because this is where I found my faith. This was a part of God's plan for me. Wow. That in this step of volunteering, in this step of serving, serving the house of God, is where I grew closer to Jesus. And I love what it says in Ephesians 2. It says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And that's just my favorite verse.
I love it.
Yeah. When it comes to this area, I mean, because we are so different. And I love serving with different people, and we all look different. We all have different talents. What you talked about earlier, like this person who loves spreadsheets, well, that's a talent.
Yeah.
And they can use that in the church. And I believe that is true for every one of us. I believe that God has a job, has a purpose for each and every one of us in church. And it might not look the same as the person you're sitting next to. And I think sometimes we can, as a member of a congregation, as a member of a local church, we can look to the people that serve every week and we go, but that's, I couldn't do that. Mm. Like my life doesn't look like that, or that's not something I feel I should do. Mm. And that's because it probably isn't for you. That's because God has a different plan for you. But I still believe that plan, a part of that plan is serving. And a part of that plan is serving the house of God, serving the people around you. And that can look a billion different ways. We can serve pastorally, it can be with spreadsheets, it can be serving coffee, it can be with the kids, it can be outreach, it can be very different in many different areas, and it can be in different capacity.
Yeah, I mean, we often say, you know, you can serve your time, your talent, or your treasure.
Mm, right.
You know, like, because we all have different talents, we all have different time, you know, so someone might come to our church and say, well, I can serve once a month, or I can serve in one service every 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, serve in that one service every 2 months. Exactly. It's okay. We got, you know, professional musicians who are on the road on tour, and they can't play for certain months of the year, but that shouldn't count them out.
No.
And then other people, they don't have any time, but they have a talent. They might say, well, for half an hour a week, I can come in and, you know, give my talent, whether it's being, you know, spreadsheets or whether it's being a lawyer, whatever it is that you have as a talent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It looks in so many different ways, and not always just the obvious way. There's still a place.
Yeah.
God still fits us in brick by brick in his house, and we're still all joined together by the cornerstone that is Jesus Christ, is what we build on. It doesn't matter your age. We have kids, like actual children in our kids ministry, volunteering, doing an incredible job and thriving in it and loving it and learning in it. It doesn't matter, like, as you said, it doesn't matter what time you have or your financial situation or your work life or your family situation. I believe that God do have a purpose, a post for you in his church. The bottom line is that God has a place, and he wants you to serve his house, his simple worship, because he knows the fruit that comes in that. It's just like any other principle, really. It's like your everyday Bible reading, your prayer life. It's your tithing. It's your baptism. I believe it's a biblical principle that whatever it may look like, it can and look in a different way. I believe that serving is a part of your Christian walk to bring you closer to Jesus. And at the end of the day, serving in the house of God, offering that worship, it has to be a revelation that you receive. Mm. And you can find it in the Word. You can find it throughout the entire Bible talking about this. And it has to be a revelation, because if someone can talk you into serving, or if someone has to talk you into serving, then someone can also talk you out of it. Or a situation can talk you out of it. So you have to receive the revelation that serving in the house of God, it's a part of my life as a Christian. Because what it gives me is it gives me a closer relationship to God, a closer understanding to what it means to be a part of a local church and a local community and what I can bring to that table. And it doesn't matter about the situation I'm in, it's God's plan for me.
Mm.
And it brings me closer to Him.
I love that, because you're not saying, you know, by serving, you are a better Christian and therefore you're closest to Jesus.
Oh, no.
No, but you are saying is because I'm close to Jesus, I choose to serve.
Yeah.
I think it was Spurgeon who said it, where he said, service is the most natural response to salvation.
Yes. I love that.
Because you get saved, and it's like any of us. If you save me out of a drowning situation or whatever situation, I'm only saying that because I'm going spearfishing with your husband later today. But if you save me out of a life and death situation, my most natural response would be to turn to you and go, now what can I do for you?
Yeah.
And so I think Spurgeon is saying, well, surely our response should be the same to our Savior.
Yeah.
So when He saves us, that we turn to Him, not to get closer, but as a response to what He has done, and say, now what can I do for you?
Yeah, I believe, you know, serving plays a part in living that open, spacious, wide life that God has for us.
I love that. I love it because, you know, there's several things that you've mentioned. You've mentioned, you know, serving is what needs to get done, you know.
Yeah, there's a practical side.
Yeah, there is a practical side. You know, there's a job to get done, you know, of building church. But then the why of that is not just what needs to be done. There's also the community that we're finding, you know, we fellow workers, fellow people, you know, that you're not just getting connected through a connect group, but you can actually be connected in people working together. And, you know, just like a hobby combines people and, you know, a project combines people. So this combine, you know, connects people across demographics.
Mm.
And then I think that the third thing is the work of salvation that takes place in us, that God works out salvation and character and all those things within us. And I think serving is not just about what gets done by me, but what it does in me.
Yeah, 100%.
That it's doing something in me. And when we discover why we believe in serving, it sets the tone for how we ask people. Because if the why is only what needs to be done, then it's like pleading and begging with people, please.
And then it's hard to ask people to join.
Yeah, because it's a matter of a task and a time.
Yeah.
And energy.
Yeah.
But if we see it as, man, we're trying to give you an opportunity to join a family, join a team in a deeper level.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to find your place, find your gift, find your, like you're saying, brick by brick, He's fitting us in. What an amazing privilege that is.
It's an honor. And I say this to myself so often because I find myself in those conversations that we talked about earlier where you're like, oh, can you serve? Like,
right.
We really need it. We have like kids crying and
this is our children. Do it for the children.
When I'm amping myself up for a conversation like that, I'm like, okay, do I want to keep that honor from someone else? Like, do I want to keep that, what I know serving has unlocked in my life, do I want to keep that from someone else?
Right.
Because that's selfish.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be up to me to decide that.
No, so it's thinking back, what was that feeling the first time I got asked?
Yeah.
And now I get the privilege of giving someone else that experience now.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nana, for joining us here at This Is Us. You're amazing.
You are as well. Thank you.
Thank
you. For leading this.
Thank you for listening to This Is Us podcast. Whether you listen to them as an individual or as a team, we hope that they add value to you. Make sure to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining us. We are who we are. This is us.